2, pitch 2, Guerrero. Swung on a high chopper to third. Freeman charges, gloves, throws, got him. Good job by Shane Bieber. And his day is probably done, but another tremendous effort by the Cleveland ace as he's gone 7 innings here today, giving up just 2 runs. And it's Cleveland 5, Toronto 2.
Winners over the weekend over the Blue Jays, taking 2 out of 3. Let's talk Guardians baseball with VP Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you on your WEOL by your North Ridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bobby, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing wonderfully. Good morning to you. We had a wonderful road trip, obviously, 5-1 road trip going up to Toronto. A really good hitting ball club, and our starting rotation limits them over almost 14 innings, only 2 runs. Just a terrific effort by the starting rotation, which has been on quite a roll here for the last week and a half.
Yeah, I'm looking at today's game, the doubleheader against Detroit. We got Savali in the first game, and a gentleman with the last name of Curry making his major league debut. What information can you have about this young man?
Well, he's really, Janeski is really highly, highly thought of. What is he now, the 14th young man who will make the major league debut this year? Just one who has risen through our farm system, and, you know, it's going to be really fun to watch this young man. Not sure if his family is going to be able to make it in time. One of the things we try to do is give notice to the young man that he's coming up to the big leagues to get family there, because it's a dream come true. Obviously, incredibly special for a family, but it's going to be fun. After this doubleheader, we only have one more left, hopefully, at the rest of the season. Our guys have just done a remarkable job dealing with those types of obstacles this year.
Bob, has the team kept track of the number of doubleheaders? Is this a record season for that?
I think it is. I think we're approaching that. I'd have to double check that, but I personally can't remember. Maybe back in the day when every Sunday was a doubleheader in Major League Baseball. I mean, that was on the schedule as part of the just the normal routine of Major League Baseball back in the 50s and early 60s, doubleheaders were part of the plan. And then every Monday was off. So I'd have to double check that one.
Sure. Too bad Bob Feller's not around with us. He probably could tell us. He'd even probably tell us I pitched once the doubleheader. That's right. The way it is. Good. Wow. It's great to see the team doing as well as they are. And they just keep scoring runs in all sorts of different ways. My favorite is when Stephen Kwan suddenly gets a hit. Next thing you know, he steals second, and then all of a sudden he's scoring as a run batted in after that. That's the way to get his scores on the team.
Yeah, we've done it in a lot of different ways. I don't know if you call our brand of baseball old school or not, but for the past 4 months we've watched this young team, the youngest team in baseball, create an identity for itself based on a brand of baseball that you might want to call old school. You know, we've watched them grow and develop as a team. We've watched them grow and develop as individuals. They play hard. They play hard all 9 innings. It's just been a treat to watch. They've won 7 of their last 8, 9 of 13, 2.5 up on the Twins as we sit here in mid-August. Just a whole lot of fun with a big homestand coming up.
Yeah, and is it interesting, you know, having Tito Francona as your manager? Sometimes when you have a young team sort of in the scenario, maybe they had to get a new manager, you have a young guy with young teams, or you have an old guy thinking, who are these kids that are here? Where's my big bat and my veteran? But Tito Francona has the temperament, and I think he just loves being that teacher to all these young kids here.
Yeah, it was interesting. He has had a certain veteran laden ball club since he joined us in 2013. Obviously, we've infused youth into our roster, but there were guys like you know, Mike Napoli, Jason Giambi, you know, big time veterans who could help in the clubhouse. And with this youngest team, I'll tell you, the job that Tito and his coaching staff have done. But it also is a fact that one of the most important things in baseball, and I think in sports, is your best player, your highest paid best player has to be your best person. That just sets the tone. So Jose Ramirez, the way he gets after the game of baseball, with his passion and energy and wanting to play every inning of every game, Ahmed Rosario has fallen into that and is one of the team leaders as well. We're pretty fortunate that we have that scenario working for us in our clubhouse.
All right, you mentioned the homestand. We got the games with Detroit, four of them, and then the White Sox as well. So we're playing within the Central for this week. What do you have plans for people coming to Progressive Field that are cleaning? Go ahead.
Well, we have seven games in 7 days, four against Detroit, as you said, with a doubleheader today starting at 3, a three-game weekend series. We have an off day on Thursday, so a three-game weekend series against the Chicago White Sox, who again are 2.5 back of us in the AL Central race. And starts Wednesday, we have a clear tote bag giveaway to our fans, courtesy of the MLB Network, and then big time weekend Rock and Blast, the award-winning fireworks show that's the best of the best. If you love fireworks, you cannot miss Rock and Blast this weekend, both Friday and Saturday. Friday, we add Dollar Sugardale Dollar Dogs to the mix. We on Saturday, a blanket giveaway courtesy of Union Home Mortgage, $2 pregame beers courtesy of Miller Lite both days. But Rock and Blast presented by First Energy, I'll tell you again, if you haven't been to one of those shows and you like fireworks, you better get yourself to Progressive Field this weekend.
What are the tickets? I was waiting for that line.
get the tickets. Yeah, Klee Guardians. KleeGuardians.com is the place to go.
Sounds good. Looking for some good games this afternoon here on WEL and all week long with the Cleveland Guardians. First place Cleveland Guardians. Great to hear and say that. Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. Talk again next week.
Thank you, boys. Have a great week. Go Guardians.